Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I am so thrilled that you are with us and have been with us for these last 2 weeks. And once again, I just want to thank Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Thank you for entrusting me with your broadcast to host this. I have the greatest time doing this. We have so much fun in here and have a great crew. And it's just a wonderful thing to be able to do, to get the Word of God to the world through this broadcast. And so before I reintroduce to you one more time, Terry and Renee Mize, I want to remind you that all of the outlines to these broadcasts are available to you. All you have to do is go to kcm.org and you can go and download those. You can print them out, use them, follow the broadcast with them. You can go to our archive and go back and look at these messages over and over again. And also, I wanted to let you know that God's Opinion of You, this book by Terry Mize, we make that available to you absolutely free. We want you to get this and be encouraged by it and just know what God thinks about you. Right. I mean, one of the things that He thinks about us is He finds no fault in us. That's a wonderful thing. Right. And so He loves us and He loves you, and we love Terry and Renee Mize. Welcome to the broadcast once again, our Friday broadcast.
It is Friday.
Has gone by so quickly.
Yes,
my goodness.
Yes, it has.
And I'm so grateful for everything that you've been able to share with us about your life, your ministry. I'm just sat on the edge of my seat. You've seen me scoot my chair around, and the guys in the truck are like, get back in the light. But I'm in the light.
Yes.
And I just so appreciate the ministry that the Lord has given to you.
Thank you, sir.
You are reaching the world in so many different ways and encouraging us to take our stand in dominion and authority.
Right. Absolutely.
And then, like you said the other day, don't let bats fly in your face.
Well, now that's true. That's true.
You'll have to go back and watch the broadcast to find out what we were talking if you haven't seen it. What we want to talk about today is the move of God.
Praise God.
You know, we've talked about the things that have happened in the past, and we've shared the things that have taken place in your ministry in the past.
Sure.
But there's a scripture that I've been sharing in church, and one of the things that's been happening in our church, I have hungered for the move of God. Mm-hmm. I have so desired.
Well, that's the key.
As we were talking about the other day, you know, you want your conversation to be centered around the miracles that are taking place.
Sure.
And the things that are happening. And we had something hit our church, the Holy Ghost, back in August of 2014. And when I came back from our trip to South Africa, the move of God had already begun. Mm-hmm. It already started without us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And we stepped into it, and it was a word that the Lord gave me in August when we were in South Africa preaching. We were preaching to some ministers, and the Lord spoke to me about what to preach to them. And He said, tell them I want my church back.
I love that.
He said, I want signs, wonders, miracles back in my church again. I want the move of the Spirit. I want the gifts of the Spirit in full operation in the church again. He said, I want the healing and miracle ministry in my church. I don't want it back behind the pulpit. I want it out front where everybody
can see it.
I want it demonstrated. I want the gifts. I want tongues and interpretation.
That's right.
I want it all. That's what he was saying, was I want it all back in my church again.
Praise God.
And I believe that we are in the time right now where there is a resurgence and a restoring of that to the body
of
Christ. Do you see that? Do you guys see that happening?
Absolutely. And the key is hunger. The key is making a demand on that power and making a demand on that movement of
God. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Either the people have to be hungry or the ministry has to be hungry, and one will carry the other if they'll let them.
Right.
You know.
Right.
If they're both hungry.
Yes.
What an explosion
really
of power that's going to be.
It moves, things move a lot quicker when everybody grabs hold of the same vision or the same concept of what the pastor is trying to say.
Right.
It doesn't always have to start with a pastor. Like you said, it had already jumped into it, but you were open and available
I was
it.
Hungry for it.
Right, sure. You were hungry.
I was hungry for it. And the thing that we struggled with over the years is that that we would be told that we're an old model.
Right.
Because we're pressing into these things.
Sure. Right.
Or they'd say, you know, the fastest growing churches in the United States have a service that's 75 minutes or less.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I just was not resonating with any of it. I thought, Lord, this can't be. Mm-hmm. We can't
we can't be in a place where we're so regimented mm-hmm. in our services
mm-hmm. right.
that we have this 20 minutes of music and 25 minutes of preaching, and then you've got 10 minutes, and that's all people can stand.
And you regiment right. the Lord out of it.
You just shove him out of that picture, and I'm not criticizing.
No, that's right.
No, that's
I am
right.
not. I can't criticize
no,
anybody
no,
else
and
what
right.
they do, but for me and my house mm-hmm. here,
yeah.
I just know there's more.
You know, it comes to making a demand, and it comes to being hungry. You know that this building is wired with electricity. The power's here all
yeah.
the time, 24/7.
Yeah.
But if you walk in here at 2 o'clock in the morning, and everything's dark, and you don't know where the switches are, the power's here, but you can't tap into
that's
it. You
so
can't.
True. That
you can't
so
get
true.
It. But if you know where the switches are, then you go make demand on the power that's already here. And you know, the power's on the churches. I mean, it's
right.
been there forever.
Right.
Yes.
But you know, it's a matter of the church learning to split that switch and make a demand on the power that's already there.
That is so good. That goes right along. I was listening to a preacher the other day that was talking about the move of God, and he said that there is a, and this is partially true, God is sovereign, and he can, he moves in, and we've seen moves of God through
sure,
the years.
Sure. Right.
But he said the problem of it was it would go up and then go down, go mm-hmm, up mm-hmm. and go down. He said we are designed in the church to go from glory to glory.
Yes.
Right.
We shouldn't go up and
yes.
then come down.
Yes.
It should be right. a progressive
from glory to glory.
From glory to glory,
faith
from
to faith,
faith to faith, and
right.
for it to grow to such a degree that, and I've told our congregation, I said, don't look for going back to the old days.
No, that's right.
I said, we
that's
are
right.
moving on with this thing. We're going on with
that's
it.
That's exactly right.
And we invited, I told you this, that we took a service, this was 2015, and I remember standing up in the pulpit and I'm saying, look, I know we know this, but I said, we have to do this. Holy Spirit, we are inviting you officially back into
praise
our church
God.
Again.
That is so good, George. That is so good.
And on top of all that, I cannot see myself telling Brother Copeland coming into the speaker's room one Sunday morning, listen, we've got 75 minutes here. We got about 25 minutes of preaching,
yeah, no,
and then you'll get about 20 minutes. And please, no praying in other tongues.
Right, right.
I think we've underestimated
right.
people.
Well,
no,
I think
I
so
agree.
Too, because people sit sometimes 2.5 to 3 hours in some horrific movie of violence and
that's true.
Just
that's true.
Horrific things happening in a movie, and they can sit through and watch 2 or 3, you know, hours and hours of television, 6, 7 hours a night, and then they come to church and we treat them so like they're so fragile mentally and emotionally. Mm-hmm. And I just said, mm-hmm. we're living in such a tough generation.
Yeah.
We live in the most complicated generation that's ever lived on the earth, just from taxes and insurance and medical and everything. And then we treat, the ministry at times treats the people like they're these emotional, fragile children that can't handle loud music or long preaching or seeing something supernatural
right.
when they just got
right.
through paying $11 to go see something
absolutely.
Supernatural.
Absolutely.
At the movies.
And people, as I said, we've underestimated them and their hunger for
right.
God.
Right, right.
That's true.
And I think that from my perspective, what I've seen, I think there's some pastors that hunger for the move of God in their church.
Right.
That's right.
That's right.
And they're afraid.
No,
they're afraid.
Fear's a big part.
You know, we've got 4 services going, and they've got to be timed because you've got to have people.
Right.
I mean, I did this. We had 2 services.
Right.
We were doing 3 services at
wow.
one time.
Right.
And you do what you have to do,
sure.
But I think there are some pastors that would just love to get up one Sunday morning and say, look, we're having one big service today, and we're going to let the Holy Ghost do what He wants to do.
Right, sure.
We'll preach, we'll pray, we'll prophesy, whatever He tells
that's
us to
so
do.
Good.
That's what we're going to do.
Sure. Sure. You know, I've been saying for a long time that what the church needs today, what we need today is church and church and church and more church, and we need pastors that are more afraid of God than they are the congregation.
That's right.
Because so many pastors are telling me,
yeah.
well, I'd love to have meetings. I'd love
yeah.
to have a 3-day meeting. I'd love to have a Sunday
right.
night meeting. But the people just won't come. You know, it's not supposed to be driven from the people to the pastor. It's supposed to be from the pastor leading
right.
leading the sheep.
That's right.
Exactly. And I've heard Brother Hagin talk about this. I've heard Oral Roberts talk about this. I've heard Kenneth Copeland talk about this. I've heard you talk about mm-hmm. it, where there are extended meetings.
Yes.
Right.
Now, I've never been quite involved in that. Coming up in the Episcopal Church, mm-hmm. than we had the Baptist Church, but we've never done anything quite like that. We have a man that attends our church, Larry Joe Wright. He's just
mm-hmm, sure.
a precious man of God. And in the days that he was doing revivals, there was one church that went on for 9 weeks.
Oh, sure.
Right.
Sure.
And
right.
that was not unusual.
No.
But because of time and activities mm-hmm. and just down the line,
right.
we've been duped out of some things
true.
Of God that we need to have.
You know, in the, we used to have, like when I was a boy, we had what we call revivals. And they were at least 2 weeks, mm-hmm. but then they would go 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. I've been in them. They were 18 weeks, 20 weeks. I mean, you know, we'd go every night, including Saturday. You wouldn't take off Saturday night.
Right.
And people would say, well, we have to go to school. Well, we went to school. Or they'd say, we have to go to work. Well, we went to work.
Yeah, and our generation is smarter than your generation.
And then somewhere back in the late 80s and 90s, we quit doing revivals and started going to three-day seminar. Mm-hmm. And three-day seminars are great. You can accomplish a lot. Right. You can do a marriage seminar, a faith seminar, a Holy Spirit seminar, a prosperity seminar. You can do a lot of stuff in 3 days. But then somewhere about 15 years ago, we cut those out, and then we cut our Sunday evening service out and just said, we're just going to do Sunday morning. And you know, I've made the statement for many decades all over the world as a missionary. I've said, as goes the church in any nation in the world, as goes the church, goes the nation. If the church is strong and healthy, the nation will be strong and healthy. If the church is weak and poor and in a mess, the church will be too. And you know, and I don't like ever talking bad about my nation, but I've never seen America in the shape she's in today. Mm-hmm. But then I've never seen the church in the shape she's in today. And this is a generation that has to change that.
And I believe
we have got to change
I believe we are right here. I'm going to read my scripture, then you can read your scripture. I have Joel 2:23. It says, be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. And he's given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month.
Yes.
I have scripture and then prophecy after prophecy. Brother Copeland, Brother Hagin, talking about there's a move coming.
Yes.
There's a move coming.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a move coming. And I'll tell you, we're in it right now.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of churches don't know it, but they're in it right now.
That's
we're
right.
in
absolutely.
It right now.
That's
and
right.
I'll tell you, any pastor that's watching right now, yield yourself to the Holy Spirit
right.
and say, Lord, do in my church whatever you want
yes,
to do.
That's right.
And allow the Holy Spirit to come back. Allow that rain
right.
to just absolutely pour on us.
Exactly.
I read this scripture a few weeks ago, and we had such an amazing service. Now, this is some time ago because we're taping and it's airing later, but this particular service, everybody came to the altar. The
Hallelujah.
Whole
Praise
church
God.
Came to the altar. We got up
Praise
on the platform
God.
Together, and we just worshiped God
sure,
together
sure.
that
Wonderful.
Day. And I've been looking for manifestations.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I thought we were really doing something when we had, there's a particular lady in our congregation that will give a tongue, and then I'll interpret to someone else. And we really thought we were really doing something when we have that tongue. We had a move of the Spirit. Well, it's changing.
And that's good.
Right.
It's changing.
Right.
And I believe that there are manifestations of the Spirit that we have not even yet
oh,
seen.
Sure, sure.
Oh,
no,
absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, I love Mexico. I mean, I've always said it's my first love because we moved there originally thinking we'd be there forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then God had us travel to all these different nations. But I still love Mexico. And we were there not too long ago. And I told the church then, and I've told them a number of times, that in the history of Mexico, there's never been a revival.
Right.
There's been
mm.
revival in nations all over the world,
really?
But never in Mexico. But I told the church the
wow.
other day, I said, you know, but it's coming.
It's coming.
It's
yes.
coming. The Word tells us that a great
wow.
revival is coming. I said, it may be the last revival on earth. Mexico may be the last revival on earth, but it's going to have
you
revival.
Know, last year,
and that's happening in America.
It is.
You know,
it is.
And
last
it's going to come
year,
to making a demand and being hungry.
The Lord told me He started with July, last July, and he said, call July Miracle Month.
Praise God.
So we started focusing on miracles. And then we got into August, and he says, call August Miracle Month again. So we called it Miracle Month.
Praise
and
God.
We have what I call a healing team
right. mm-hmm.
made up of our pastors and some congregation
mm-hmm.
members
right.
because it takes more than one guy
sure.
to minister
sure,
to this congregation. Well, we got into September. He said, call it Supernatural September.
Praise
we
God.
Got into October. He said, call it the October Outpouring.
Wonderful.
Then we got into November, and he said, call it Revival Month.
Praise
so
God.
He is, he's, it's a downpour.
Yes, yes.
It's a downpour. And he wants every church, he wants every ministry to be experiencing
right.
this increase of the anointing.
Yes.
The anointing on Brother Copeland right now, the healing anointing is back
Praise
on
God.
Him.
Praise
the,
God.
The ministry
that.
To heal that he received at Oral Roberts University in 1966,
sure.
it is back on him again.
Praise God.
And I have not seen Brother Copeland so excited, so on
Wonderful.
Fire. I've never
Wonderful.
Seen him this on fire in all of my born 40 years here.
Praise God.
I have never
Praise
seen him
God.
So excited as I see him right now.
That's such a wonderful season and time in life.
That's wonderful.
And just being, when you're excited and you're full of the Holy Ghost, you know that scripture I mentioned the other day of 2 Chronicles 17:6 that says of Jehoshaphat that his heart was cheered and his courage was high in the ways of the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the ways of the Lord, how God does things. We need to turn from our wicked ways and then let God put on us His ways that we start doing things His ways. And I know we've had the phrase in America called seeker sensitive, and people that want to be sensitive to the unchurched and the unbelieving and bring them in gently and tenderly. I don't think any pastor wants to be crude and rude and in some way. Everybody's looking for the wise thing to do to present the gospel.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it always takes the Word and the Spirit to bring them in. And I know that if we seek the Holy Ghost, He'll show us how to do it both with power and with the wisdom of the Word of God. And Ephesians 3 there that we were talking about earlier on the show.
Yes, please.
Ephesians 3 says that in the last days, Paul said this mystery's been hidden, but the way God wants to bring it out now is that through the church, I think that's the most important prepositional phrase, is that through the church, God would display the many-sided wisdom and infinite wisdom of God.
Oh,
he says, with all of its innumerable aspects and infinite variety. Well, that's like the facets on a diamond when the light refracts through a jewel and it just sparkles all over the room.
Come on.
That's how the church is. Every single member of the church of Jesus Christ around the world has a particular sparkle that they're going to show to the world
of
the goodness and wisdom and power of God.
Yep.
And if we'll let the Holy Ghost take over and not be so, like I think Ezekiel said, don't be afraid of their faces, for they're a stiff-necked and rebellious house. And he's talking about the people of God.
Yeah.
That the church can slow down the actual goal of the church. The people that are in the church can stop the move of God.
Sure.
But if we'll let God, then the Holy Ghost will just crack this thing wide open and we'll flow out to the world.
We are on fire. In the last few minutes, I want us to look at this. I want to look at this word from the Lord that was received by Jerry Savelle. This is 2016 right here, and we want to make this available to you. It's on KCM.org. It's also on EMIC.org. Listen to this. Extraordinary things are taking place in the heavenlies, and 2016 will come to be known as the year of the great breaking loose.
Hallelujah.
More and more notable miracles will break loose in the earth. More and more signs and wonders, more and more angelic visitations, more and more instant healings, more and more deliverances from demonic activity. More and more finances will break loose so my people can do more for the kingdom of God, saith the Lord. During this time of the great breaking loose, the enemy will no longer be able to hold back that which my faithful ones have stood for.
Hallelujah.
Not even the things that looked as though they would never come to pass. For I will cause them to break loose and to suddenly manifest and to do so in such a way that no one will be able to deny the greatness of your God.
Praise God.
Yes, 2016 will be a year in which the faithful shall be rewarded beyond their highest expectations, and they shall abound in my blessings as never before. I believe as we are sitting here right now, that word is for the two of you, that you are breaking through.
Praise
that
God.
There is a new breaking through that is beginning right now, right here on this television set. There is a breaking through that's taking place in your ministries.
Praise
that 2016 is going to be the year of the greatest income you've ever had.
Hallelujah.
2016 is going to be the year of the greatest demonstrations of the Spirit that you've ever had.
Amen.
You just thought you've had some exciting things. You just thought you've done some exciting things. There are more nations to take. There are more places to go where nations are going to literally turn over the keys peace to the
right.
nation
Hallelujah.
To you.
Right.
They are going to say, Hallelujah. What do we need to do to get this straightened out?
Praise
what do
God.
We need to do to teach our people? They'll give you nationwide television to be able to do it on.
Hallelujah.
And you'll find yourself in a place where you've never been before. We will all find ourselves in a place Praise where we've God. Never been before.
That's right.
If you will believe
Amen.
It,
Amen.
If you will receive it,
That's
if
right.
you'll take hold of it, it will be the year of the greatest breaking through that we ever have.
That's right.
And we are calling into this ministry our Citation 10 Plus.
Yes.
We are calling in this, into this
yes.
ministry the Gulf Stream that is needed
yes.
for
yes.
Terry and I and our team to go
yes.
all over
yes.
the world.
Yes.
If you want an airplane, you call it in and you
yes.
take hold of it.
All
God
it
has an airplane
Jesus
for
name.
You.
Amen.
God has this.
Amen.
2016 will be a year of unprecedented aircraft travel because we need to have that in
That's
order
right.
to get to where we
Amen.
Need to
Amen.
Get and do
Amen.
It right away.
God.
So that when they call you from China or they call you from Vietnam or they call you from Europe,
yes, yes.
you don't have to depend on the airline system.
Right.
You can say, gas up the plane, we are leaving right now and we're headed over there. That's the kind
Praise
of thing
God.
That you're going
Amen.
To experience.
Amen.
And
Hallelujah.
That's the kind
Amen.
Of thing that
Thank
is
you,
breaking
Lord.
Loose in the church.
Praise
it
God.
Is high time that we come to the place of such a wealth transfer
yes,
that we've
yes,
never
absolutely.
Experienced before. It is here.
Absolutely.
It is here. It is ours. And we're
it
taking
here.
It by
it
faith.
Lord
now
God.
You take it by
Hallelujah.
Faith.
Amen.
You take hold of it by faith. You receive the exceeding abundantly
yes.
above all that you could dare ask or think according to the power of the Word of God that's working on the inside
right.
of you.
That's
now,
right.
Father, we praise you for this.
Thank
yes, we do.
I thank you for this ministry.
Lord,
you guys take my hands
thank
right
you.
Now.
We thank
my,
you.
My
we
cold
thank
hands
you.
Here right
thank
now.
You.
In the name of Jesus, Father,
name.
I thank
thank
you for
you.
A new anointing.
We call
a
it
fresh
so and
anointing
we agree.
Upon them
in
and upon
Jesus
every
name.
Pastor,
yes.
every
yes.
minister,
yes.
every partner,
yes.
every friend that's
yes.
watching.
Jesus
we declare that it's the year of the breaking through. And we receive the breakthrough and healings and manifestation of your glory in our churches and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Father, we take hold of it. We're hungry for you. We are determined for you. We receive the presence of the Holy Ghost in ways that we've never seen. Father, I thank you. There's a word from the Lord that was that Brother Hagin gave, that what we saw in the 40s and the 50s was just a prototype of what we are about to see.
Oh, absolutely.
And the breakthrough is here. And it's taking place and it's happening
absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely.
My goodness, the
absolutely.
Glory of the Lord
absolutely.
Is where you
That's
are.
Right.
We
right.
will be right
That's
back.
Right.
You stay with us.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.